name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host tonight. I'll be here for the next hour doing free psychic call-in readings. Get your pencil out, and I'll give you the number. Toll-free in the U.S. and Canada will be 877-876-5227. And anywhere else in the world, you can call direct, 530-876-3222. And I'm here three nights a week at BBS radio station with my show, Your Inner Thoughts, every Wednesday and Thursday night, and every Sunday night I'm here at midnight Eastern Standard Time doing psychic call-in readings. And I'm available in private. If anybody would like to communicate me in private, you can email me at goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. And I believe we got a caller already, so I'll probably go right into the calls and start the readings. That's what it's all about, and that's what everybody's listening for. So, caller, is there a caller on the line? I can go to the reading.
Whoops.
Hi.
Hi. This is Jim from Pennsylvania.
Ray, how you doing, Jim?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Okay. I'm glad you called the show. You enjoy the show?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Good, thank you.
A little feedback there.
Okay. Jim, boy, you know, I'm starting right off with a lot of creative issues around you, almost like I want to, or I am working on, not only opportunities, creating opportunities for myself, but I'm creating them. I feel like I'm trying to accomplish something or a project, get it off the ground, or set it in motion. I feel like it's either a job or a hobby type thing, or something you're doing on the side, or a special interest. And I feel like between now and the end of June, some doors may open for you in that area.
Okay.
And the connections you need to take it to the next level will also be given to you.
Oh, great.
I don't. I want to say the arts or creating. Are you into anything like this or working on anything that you're trying to create or produce? Or?
Not really. I do try to write sometimes, but I haven't really been pursuing that.
Are you looking for work or anything of this nature? Or?
Well, sort of, kind of. I'm looking for something to do, but I don't really know what it is yet.
Okay. I wouldn't totally leave the writing. I feel as though there is talent there, and there are some things that you would like to get out, and you would do well with it. So I wouldn't totally do away with it. I would stay in touch with it.
Okay.
Because there is some talent there for you. Now, there's also a hint of, relocating or needing to move, but hang on for a second. You know, I'm also getting, with you, changes in relationships, too, so there may be some changes with, friendships or your social circle also expanding, or people coming and going. I feel like I'm in a crossroads with relationships also.
Yeah, I'm thinking about moving, but same story. I don't really know where I want to go.
Oh, so you've been thinking about moving?
Yeah, but okay. I have no idea where I want to go.
Well,
to.
You know, a lot of people say, exactly what do you pick up on? And the name of the show, Your Inner Thoughts, fits it well, what I do.
Uh-huh.
I even if you were thinking about it or talking about it or planning it, I may pick up on it and or see it actually happening. So it's there. The relocation is very possible and could be, probably is manifesting. Now, you know, I want to lean towards what I want to do for myself. What am I all about? I feel like I need to, everything around me, even where I'm living, needs to fit into what I want to do and what I want to be, and I would follow my interests. So let that be some kind of a clue for you in what direction to go when it is time to relocate. I almost feel like it would have to be around things that you were interested in or things that you had talent for or things that you want to be involved in, especially in the community. Now, I don't know if you're involved in the community, but I am being pulled to community activity.
Okay.
So this may be something that you may have a connection to and maybe never even explored or thought about before. Whether it's volunteering or increasing a hobby such as writing, but do it within like maybe a group or a educational format type thing, hobby in the community, where you come in contact with other people that are like-minded and into the same thing you're into, and you're doing something with it. And so keep that in the back of your mind.
Okay.
Now, I do feel the need to get out more. I don't know if you go out a lot, but I've...
Not very much.
I either like to be outside, or I just need to get away from it and get into the things that I enjoy and I need to do, and I need more of it. So if you feel like you're being pulled out or being pulled to get more involved, that's the reason for it. There's a need there.
Okay.
I wouldn't rule out either considering like a small part-time business maybe. I feel like you would also do well with that too. I'm not quite sure in what area, but I would keep it on the table as a as an option, and I would explore it because I feel like you would do good with a small part-time business or some type of a business connection, even if it was part-time. Now, for some reason, I am getting also with you sales. You know, and I'm also feeling government and politics. It's almost like I have an interest in politics, or I could have, or I may encounter a connection with government or politics.
Well, that would be great.
Also with sales too. For some reason, I'm hearing around you. Anything that needed to be, anything connected to advertising or sales, and that may be connected to your writing, too. So keep that in mind as you go along the next 30 days or into the end of June.
Okay.
Let's see. Got a lot of stuff around you.
Yeah.
Now... You know, I feel like before, earlier on in the reading, there was changes in relationships. Now, I don't know if a relationship just ended with you or there is a change in a relationship that may be affecting you or will affect you. So, or you know, like you were separated in some way, like a friend had to move or the relationship deteriorated and it's being pulled apart. I don't know if that's connecting with you, but if you see it developing, maybe you might want to pay some attention to it.
Wow.
Okay, and there's a hint of maybe somebody needing some medical treatment or surgery. I don't know if this is connecting with you or not, but somewhere down the road, maybe between now and the end of June, there may be a friend or... a need for... I feel like it's already known or planned. I don't think you would have to think about it. You would probably know who it is, who I'm being pulled to. But I feel it going well, if there is a need for it.
Okay.
And or anybody that's dealing with an illness right now that's close to you. I feel like with further treatment, things will balance out and be corrected. So I wouldn't worry about anything like that. Or if there is something going on, I would look forward to with getting better. That's about all I'm getting on you. I got some numbers I can give you.
Okay.
I can give you a 1 and a 3 and a 7.
Okay.
And I hope it connected or answered some questions for you or...
Yeah, some of it
touched on things you were thinking about.
Yeah, it did. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
You have a good night, and thank you for calling.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody. If you'd like to call in for a reading, the number in the U.S. and Canada is 1-877-876-5227. And internationally, you can call direct 530-876-3222. And I'm here three nights a week.
We have another caller.
Okay, Don.
I'll put him on. Take me about 5 seconds.
Thank you, Don. I'm here three nights a week, every Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday night, midnight, Eastern Standard Time. Nonstop free psychic readings. Hello, caller.
Hello, Michael.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm enjoying myself. I love being here. Love doing what I'm doing.
Well, that's good because we love you being there, too.
Good. Let's see what we got. I'll jump right into your reading.
Okay, Parker.
What's your name?
It's Georgette.
Okay, and you're calling from?
Buffalo.
Nice. New Yorker.
Yeah, it's cold over here. We should predict some warm weather and get rid of the rain.
Good. Are you on a cordless or a cell phone?
Cordless.
Cordless? You were nice and loud, and then it died down a little.
Well, I walked away from the computer, so you're okay.
You can hear me okay?
Yeah.
Good, okay. Wow. You know, I'm being handed a baby.
Right? So
when they start off with that, I kind of like pull to knowing that or feeling that there's going to be a new baby coming or there's thoughts of it.
Awesome!
What's that?
Awesome, because that was one of the questions I was going to ask you.
That's why they call it your inner thoughts.
I guess so.
Isn't it amazing?
Yes, it is. It's amazing. I love it.
Okay, they are handing me a new baby, though. When I say they handed me something, it's imagery. And it's a picture of a newborn, so I know that I will be telling my sitter that there will be activity with a newborn baby. So,
awesome, because it's me.
Yeah, I was just trying to explain how it works inside my head while I'm doing what I do. A lot of people want to know what goes on inside me or how I do it or what I'm doing, and that'll all come out down the road as everybody gets to know me. But so they handed me newborn imagery, new baby imagery, and there is, and I feel it's good for the home. I feel it's going to be a blessing.
Yes, you're right. You are 150% right.
Yeah, and I feel like it's balancing the home and healing the home, and it's cozy, and I feel good about it, and everybody involved is happy.
And, you are 150% right.
Good. I'm happy for you. Now, I seem to be spending a lot of energy on just that, my family and my home, between now and the end of June. I feel like I'm a mother hen. I got my happy home, and things are going well, and I want to keep it that way. And I might find myself making some purchases for the home. I don't know if it's furniture or some things that are needed or some things that have been wanted for a while, and between now and the end of June, I feel like there's some things that are needed and they're going to be purchased or brought into the home.
Oh, my God, you are so right. I've been looking at new furniture.
Good, fantastic. I do feel that being an issue and taking place. I mean, it's being shown to me. And that's also creating comfort and happiness. So everything with you right now, between now and the end of June, is really family and keeping it that way. Now, and then you go into the end of June with a new cycle, a cycle of beginnings, I'm hearing to tell you. And with it, it's going to be new energy, more active energy, stronger energy. You're going to feel like you're in a new, different type of attitude. And it goes out to really, and it affects everything. I mean, it affects my income, my relationship. It uplifts it. And I also feel that also some answers will be coming to me in a line of balance and justice. Some things that you need to go through or to work out for you, you're going to find them adjusting themselves and going through for you.
And, oh, now that sounds awesome.
Okay, and I would be very happy about my income or anything I'm doing with business because I feel like that's also going to benefit from this energy and cycle. And a slight hint of somebody maybe needing surgery also with you. It looks like it's going to be a surgery night maybe, but just a hint of it, like there's some medical treatment or something needs to be corrected.
Now, with the baby?
If you really got to think about it, I could be misinterpreting or just getting close to where more treatment's needed. With the possibility of if the treatment don't work, we always have surgery that can make it better or correct it, but we're going to use the treatment or the medication first. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
And, you know, it's almost like this is the plan, and if it don't go the way we want it to, then we always have the surgery. But I feel as though right now it's in the balance. And it really won't be decided upon probably right until end of June, middle of June, end of June. So,
okay, with the baby, do you see a boy or a girl?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm good with babies, but I'm not good with the sexes. And there's a lot of people that say
that. Wait a minute. That's unbelievable. There is something the great Michael Goger is not good at? I don't think so.
I'm leaning towards girl.
All right, Michael, I love you.
Because the first thing I heard was girl. So, the minute you asked me that, I just listened to what's popping in my head, and then it was a girl. So, and that's what it looks like everybody's looking forward to.
And that's why you're Michael the Magnificent.
Thank you. I got some numbers for you. I got a 3 and a 1 and a 6.
Cool.
Okay, and I'll leave you with that. It was really an enjoyable reading. I like it when it starts right off with the happiness and new babies.
Oh, yes. I've been worried about this, and now you made my 9 months.
Good. Keep me posted. I like to hear the validations when they come in.
Okay, I will.
Okay, Georgia. You have a good night. Tell your friends about us.
Okay, bless love you, Mike.
Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call in for a reading in the U.S. and Canada, toll-free, 877-876-5227. If it's busy, just keep hitting redial, because I'm getting a lot of emails saying you're dialing throughout the show, and you're wondering if you'll ever get through. And that just tells us that it's a popular show, popular radio station, and people are listening. And just hang in there. Just keep hitting redial, and you'll get through. And if you have a phone plan and you don't mind dialing direct anywhere in the world, it's 530-876-3222. And we'd appreciate comment. Let us know you're listening. Let us know what you want to hear. Let us know what you enjoy. Send an email to BBS Radio. The addy there is contact@bloginservice.com. Now, if there's another caller, I'll go to the call. If not, I'll keep on talking. Okay, let me bring some attention to something that's close to my heart, which is fundraising for good causes and working for good causes, using the abilities and the talents that you see in here to help good causes. And there's one developing here at BBS with a new radio show and a new host, Deidre Turney. Every Tuesday night she has her show on at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The name of the show is Star of the Night, and it's based around helping disadvantaged, homeless, and disabled children. So watch for her show. Tune in, give her a hug, call her, let her know you're interested, and let her take it from there. I believe it would be a big uplift to her to have a lot of calls coming in and supporting her on it. Okay, Don, is there any more calls? If not, I'll keep on talking. Okay, if you'd like to...
Yeah, there's no calls right now.
No calls?
It's pretty quiet. It's amazing, isn't it?
I think I broke a record.
Yes.
My God. What am I going to do? How would you like a reading? Or are you busy?
Uh-oh, there's the call.
Oh, I'll get you. I'm always there for you.
I'll put them on.
You know I love you. I got scared. My heart jumped in my mouth. I don't. In 10 years, I never heard that. No calls. Oh, my God. Hello, caller. Hi, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Michael. How you doing?
Good. I'm good.
What's your first name?
My name's Chris.
Chris, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Western New York, south of Buffalo.
Oh, nice. Another New Yorker.
Yeah.
Okay. You a regular listener?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm in your group, too. Huh?
Good, good.
Yep.
Okay, let's see what we got here for you, Chris. Well, I am getting work and finances and business, but I'm also getting what appears to be, you know, they're making me feel like with you also I'm going into like a new cycle, a new attitude, a new trend is manifesting.
Yeah, I'm trying to change things, yeah.
Okay, and with it you're going to be given strength, because I feel like I've been through a lot too. I don't know if I'm connecting with you or something.
Yeah, I have been through a lot. Yeah, so I'm getting what you said.
And I feel like I was kind of like worn down from it, maybe, or I'm in need of an uplifting, a special boost of energy, or
yeah.
And that's on the way. You're in it now. It's not.
Oh, good. Okay.
It's not too far off.
Good.
I feel like my attitude's going to change, and I'm going to have more energy, more strength. If I've been downhearted or depressed a little or worried about something, I feel like that's going to clear up.
Oh, that's good.
And get better. And I'm really, you got a lot going on, I feel.
Any change in job or anything like that? Or?
Yeah, I'm being pulled. I was pulled right to work world and business and money with you.
Oh, what type of job? What kind of?
Well, you know, I wish I can tell you exactly what it would be and where it is. But that would be a little difficult. Maybe someday in the future as I mature as a reader.
Okay. I put in an application for an internal job application at the place I work. I'm trying, you know,
okay.
I work at a place of hospitality, and I'm trying to be a bartender, actually, where I'm
okay.
Hopefully I get the job, you know, but
I can see that going through. I can give you enough information to tell you that what kind of a field it may be in, or what kind of energy would be around it. And you would do well as a bartender.
Yeah. I don't have a lot of experience at it, but I would be willing to learn it. And I love the people. I love the people there. And
Would it involve relocating and moving, or?
No, it'd just be the same place I'm at, same company.
Oh, okay, you just moved?
A casino. I work at a casino right here. So.
Okay, so you just relocated then?
Yeah, I just did. Yeah, I just came a couple months ago, yeah.
Okay, so that's what I'm being given then. I was hearing there was a relocation connected to your desires and what it is you're hoping to happen.
Oh, maybe in the long-term future, if I find out what I really want to do, you know, maybe there would be, but
Well, I think the move was a good move, and
it's
going to connect you to where you need to be.
Yeah.
What makes you happy.
Yeah, I feel like I'm on my own more, and I'm seeing myself and that.
Yeah, and it was a good move, and you were pulled to where you are, and you're going to pursue the things around in that area that are going to do you good.
Any relationship-type things coming up for me, or no?
First, are you looking now? Because
I'm looking. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, because I'm having an opportunity handed to me.
Oh, good.
So it's gonna come to you almost. I mean.
Oh, good. Okay, I kind of somebody in mind too. You know, like a particular one in mind. But then
follow through on everything that's on your mind, because I feel like you're gonna connect, and then they're gonna say, "Here, you want this? This is what the offers are."
Okay.
Okay.
Any particular thing I need to look for, or any type of sign, or
one thing I am being pulled to right away is it is in the business, and I feel like it's in the service, and I'm servicing, almost like a food service, or what you would see in like a restaurant, or a bar, or a nightclub, or a casino.
Oh, that's what this person does, and this is where it's at, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying that's absolutely the only place where it's going to happen, but I am saying that would be a good place to look.
Right, yeah.
And to connect.
There's somebody I like who works in that kind of area, yeah, so, you know. Yep.
And I feel like you got the talent to handle that type of environment where you can multitask and you can keep up with a lot of people around you making demands on you.
Yeah.
So you do have talent for that, and the attitude and the energy that's needed.
That's good.
So you would do well in that to pursue it and to stay with it anyway.
So you see better finances then, too.
Yeah, especially as you go into...
this job would give me more, yeah. You know, make huge tips, like, you know.
There's a definite increase with it, and especially as you're going into the end of June. And
So it's developing the end of June, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
I
wouldn't be able to be released from my job until, like, about that time anyway, wait till newcomers come to my job, because we're shorthanded at
the
apartment I work in, and so.
When do you think it would start or go through for you?
About the end of June would be about the earliest, because things take a long time there. They take forever to do anything there, but then I could see the new workers coming to our department, and then they're allowed to release some of us maybe who want to go elsewhere, you know.
Right. And that's perfect. That's exactly what I'm being told.
Yeah.
And there's a need for it also, because I feel like I got to wait for certain things to catch up to me and to catch up with it.
Yeah.
And you would do well, really. I mean, it wouldn't hurt you even to sleep on things and take it easy for a while, because I feel like you're being given, like, the next 2 or 3 weeks to think and to regroup and rejuvenate type.
Right.
So
I'm stressed out about hoping to get a different job, and stressing out hopefully that girl I like likes me, or, you know, I'm wondering where she is and stuff, and I'm
kind
of going spinning, you know, trying to get in shape and all kinds of things at the same time, you know. And
I'm feeling that, and you're being pulled to that also, so I'm right on the money there, that you're being guided to rejuvenate.
Yeah.
And don't get frustrated or itchy, because nothing's happening right away, because I feel like you do have until the end of June to get the connections that you need and to get the job
out. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
keep
life pretty much just the way it is now, and on even keel is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
And I feel like you already initiated the things, and you're going to, like, either... You're going to walk... You're going to connect to it, or walk into it, or be offered it. So
that's good to hear.
You know, and I'm feeling like almost like there was times where I would have got frustrated or kind of downhearted. And
yeah, I've been kind of depressed and kind of, you know, wonder what the heck I'm doing or where I'm going, and you know.
That's how I'm feeling, and it had a tendency to take its toll on me.
Yeah, it does. It does wear me down, and I end up doing bad habits, like, you know, eating too much or whatever. And
yeah, and being tired, I feel.
Yeah, I get lazy. Yeah, I get tired.
Yeah, and I also, and, you know, and I'm being shown that's going to be improving soon.
Okay.
And with the realization that everything happens when it's supposed to happen,
mm-hmm.
keep that in mind as you go through life.
Okay.
You are
don't force things too much. Yeah.
And everything is happening for a reason. And,
okay.
The way you view it and manage it is the best that you can do.
Okay.
And I believe you're coming around to that way of thinking also.
Yeah.
So, and this is where a lot of the uplifting is going to come from also with you. It's
So anything I need to look out for, anything that could hit me over the head and cut me back?
Well, I'm getting, I'm hearing tell him his plans are in action and it's going to be starting. So, and
okay.
I understand that. I'm also feeling that, there may even be like an interview or an exam. I don't know if that would be the next step with you with this.
Oh, yeah, it would be an interview. Yeah, I have to get interviewed before. I just dropped my application off here, so it'll be like a week or
okay.
week and a half maybe before I hear from him.
Because I am hearing calling for an interview and passing of testing, so an exam.
Okay,
so
yeah.
That's a good thing for what you're looking
that's
for.
That's good, yeah.
And I'm also feeling that you got a really good heart. You're really
yeah.
a good-natured good soul.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you stay focused on that, all
mm-hmm.
the blessings in the world are going to come to you.
Okay.
All
hey, I get very frustrated easily, and I get, you know,
yeah.
tense, and then I'm not as good-hearted as I'd like to be all the time, you know.
Yeah. But you are, and
yeah.
and other people feel it in you.
Mm-hmm.
So you automatically going to draw to you the things that you need. It's just
mm-hmm.
you got to wait for circumstances to catch up to it.
Yeah.
And to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only heads up I'm really feeling with you is to stay away from people that have a tendency to be jealous or like being involved in jealousy and negativity.
Okay.
Because I don't think it's you may run into this before the end
yeah.
of June.
Yeah, because I work with a lot of some negative people, and I have a
you know.
Certain friend is not really speaking to me. I don't know why she's not speaking to me, but she just decided not to. And I was like, okay, whatever, you know. But
yeah. I feel like it might have been a little jealousy there.
Oh, or, who? Or what?
Or gossip or something. So stay away from that between
yeah,
now and
yeah.
the end of June. And actually, you should stay away from it all the time because it really affects you.
Yeah.
And to if you see it developing, you pull back from it.
Okay.
That would be your defense. And,
oh,
and
is it all thing about myself? Is it people talking about me?
No, more like you might walk into somebody else's issues.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, or you might be exposed to the jealousy and competitiveness of the world in a way.
Yeah.
Like in the workplace.
Right.
Or with the social circle.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to handle it with kid gloves.
Right, yeah.
That's about the only heads up that I can really feel here for you.
Okay.
And I got some numbers. They may
okay,
help
good.
You. I got a
right.
nine. I got
nine.
A nine, eight.
Eight.
And five.
Five. These are that's Ted Williams, Carl Yastrzemski, and what? Joe DiMaggio. Yeah. yeah.
Dick, you like baseball, right?
Oh, yeah, I do, yeah.
good. I can feel that in you.
Yeah, I love it, yeah.
I can almost see you pitching.
Yeah, well, yeah.
do you
I
pitch?
Was, yeah.
Do you
what's
like
that?
Pitching?
Yeah, I tried it one time. I pitched in one game at back in Youth League or whatever, and I did pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, buddy, you have a good night. And thanks
okay, you
calling.
Too. Thank you.
Tell your all friends right. about us.
I will, yep.
Tell them log on and call in.
Yeah, I do, actually. Actually, I do. I have a couple trying to log in, too, yeah.
Okay, thanks. Yep.
Okay, thank you.
You have
bye-bye.
A good night. Take care of yourself.
Take care. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, everybody, if you like what you're hearing, it's all free. Phone call's free. The readings are free. And I am available in private. If you would like to speak to me in private, email me, goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. And I also have a Yahoo group where I do...
We do have another caller.
Okay,
Doc.
All right, buddy. I do have a Yahoo group where I do chat room shows a couple times a week also on mic, voice, it's live. Everybody enjoys it. Everybody's invited to join. Hi, caller.
Hi, Michael. This is Katrina from Michigan.
How you doing, Katrina?
Good. How about you?
Nice hearing from you. Thank you for calling. Are you a regular listener?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah?
And
how do you like the show?
As well.
What's that? I'm
I
sorry.
Said on the internet as well.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad you called. Okay, let's see who we got. I'll jump right into your reading. Katrina, interesting. Katrina, I feel like your intuition, you're very intuitive. I don't know if you realize that or not, or dabble in metaphysics at all.
I'm trying.
Okay. Oh, you're trying now?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then maybe that's why they're starting me off with this, because you've been thinking about it or touching with it, interacting with it recently, and that would be your thoughts. And I feel like you're being pulled to that, and there are some abilities there and some interest, and you should explore that, because I feel you'll be pleased with the results and enjoy where it's going.
Great.
So do explore prayer, meditation, and developing your intuitive self. I believe that you would do well with it. Now, you're surrounded with hearts, too. You got a lot of hearts around you. I feel like I'm going to be going to romance or relationship. I don't know if this is where you want me to go or hoping I go, but if you're in a relationship, I feel like it's going to be significant between now and the end of June and get better. Or if you're looking, you probably will find or bump into someone, or something will develop or center around romance, relationship wise, with you or close to you between now and the end of June. And I'm curious, did you just meet somebody, or you are in a relationship? Or
I've been married for almost 8 years now.
Oh, good. Is there an anniversary or something, or something
it
special?
It has been rocky for a while, and just recently it's been going better. So.
Ah,
yeah.
See? I knew I was good.
So,
I am good. I knew there was a relationship, and I knew it was an issue, and I knew it was going to get better, and it's going to continue to get better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I know you're good. I've gotten readings from you before.
Oh, you have? Good.
Yeah, I have.
you know, Katrina, I do so many readings. I do a lot of readings. And forgive me if I forget you or I forget something. But I'm glad to hear that from you. Thank you. I appreciate it. But, the relationship, I expect that to continue to get better.
Great.
Also, really, there's an uplifting really coming to everything in your realm. I mean, health-wise, attitude, spirit. I feel like I'm going deeper within myself, and you already validated that with your pull to metaphysics. And I seem to spend, like the rest of the next 30 days going into the end of June, basically working on my relationship and my my relationship with my significant other, and healing and growing from it and learning spiritually and mentally. It's an interesting imagery I'm getting from this. Like growth, inner growth has a lot to do with what you just went through and where you're headed, relationship-wise.
Right.
So, which is a good thing, because it means you're going to grow and get stronger, and this is what you want. This is what everybody wants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what experience brings us. That's what we're here for. And this is a perfect example of that in action, anyway. Now, as I go into the end of June, I do feel that I'm given a couple of roads that I can go down. I'm going to be dealing with a decision-making process here. The decision-making process itself is important and interesting and may take up time and energy. So you can, I don't know if you're dealing with it already. I don't know if this is moving or job-wise. It's a significant decision, so it's going to either relationship, where you're living, where you're working, or opportunities that are being offered to you, and you need to decide which one you want to go with or which way you want to go. So be open to that.
Okay.
I'm getting some advice on how to deal with it. I feel like it would be okay to coast along on a decision making. I wouldn't make it overnight or rash or rush into anything between now and the end of June. So when you're given these offers, opportunities, or choices, I wouldn't be afraid to at least sleep on it or even wait until the end of June before you make a decision. I feel like it would be okay and safe to do this.
Okay.
Don't feel like you're rushed to make a rash decision. The longer you coast along on it and the more you sleep on it, the easier and more precise your decision making will be.
Right. Yeah, actually, I'm deciding after 5 years of being an at home mom, is it time to go back to work?
Okay. Yeah, I believe you said you were stay at home mom, and then you're deciding to go back to work.
Correct.
Okay, that's part of it, and that was in the reading. It was, and it's going to affect your income and increase that also. So you're connected there. Now, and just before you said that, I was just going to tell you that finances may have been some issues in the past, and that you were going to take action to help that get better. It might have even involved causing some issues in the relationship in the past, and that by you going to work, or the finances getting better, or the income increasing, it's also going to take care of a few obstacles that were either bothering or in the way of a relationship moving forward or getting even better than what it is.
Oh, good.
Okay. I don't know if that makes sense to you or not, but...
Sure does.
That's what I'm hearing. I feel as the money gets better, everything around is going to get better also, including the relationship. The relationship is in autopilot. I feel like that's going to get better anyway, but there may be some things that irritate it or get in the way a little, and the increase of finances is going to make that better.
Okay.
Okay. That's about all I'm getting on you, Katrina. I hope it helped you or answered the questions you were had on your mind anyway.
Sure. Did good.
I got some numbers I can give you. I can give you a 6 and a 7 and 11.
Okay.
And again, they're bringing up meditating. Meditating and prayer. You're going to find yourself exploring this, and that will also be very helpful for you.
Okay, good.
And through this, you're going to find your spiritual abilities and interests increasing. So do focus on meditating. Make it a part of your search.
Okay.
I believe it would be very helpful to you.
Okay.
Research meditation as you develop spiritually.
Right. I know it's important. You're just trying to find the time during the day, you know.
Well, you know, I tell everybody, start with 5 minutes. Start with 5 minutes a day.
Okay.
Because it's much like everything else. The more you do it, the better you get at it. And if it's working well and you're enjoying it, you seem to increase it on your own.
Right.
And it's vital to exploring and working with spiritual matters, or even exploring yourself or connecting with your higher self.
Okay.
Meditation is very important, and I feel like you would do well with it. Mm. You would understand it as you were researching it and be pulled to it, and it would help you a lot.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
The reason I emphasize the meditation with you so much is because I am being shown, I believe, to be clairvoyant abilities with you, and intuitive clairvoyant. So that's why I was impressing so much on the meditation for you.
Okay.
It's going to connect as you research yourself. Okay?
Alrighty. I appreciate it very much.
Okay, Katrina. And everything looks great in the relationship department. It's going to get bigger and better.
Great.
Much, much more loving and much more peaceful.
Oh, great. That sounds wonderful.
Okay. Enjoy, and you have a good night. God
you
bless
too.
And take care.
Okay, bless you too. Bless
tell your friends about us.
Oh, most definitely.
Tell the world. I want the whole world to listen to BBS Radio.
Oh, I just tried telling my mom, and she tried calling last night over and over, and she couldn't get through.
Good. Good. You know, I'm the internet is fascinating. You know, I'm more known in England and Canada than I am my own hometown.
No, really?
Yeah, a few months from now, I'll come out here in my hometown, then people will start knowing more about me here, but it's just amazing how you can do worldwide with the internet.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All around the world. People of all walks of life and beliefs and interests, and it fascinates me. Okay,
I
Katrina.
What you stand for, too.
What's that?
I said I appreciate for what you stand for, too. You're doing your charities and whatnot. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Katrina. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
and have a good night.
That's how I got into it.
I
want to do a lot of good with my voice. The
okay.
more people that hear it, the better.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? It don't take much. Just one voice and an interest and a modem, and you're off and running.
You're right.
Okay, Katrina. Take care
thank
and God
you.
Bless.
You too.
You have a good night. Okay, everybody. I had a great night. Remember, I'm here three nights a week. I love doing it. I'll be here. Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Sunday night, midnight, Eastern Standard Time. And if you like what you're hearing and you want to contact me in private, goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. And if you have a Yahoo Messenger, add me to your messenger, your friends list, as goingwithin_2. That's also a very good way to keep track of me. And we'd appreciate comment at BBS. Let them know who's listening, how many is listening, what you want to hear, what you're enjoying. The email for BBS Radio is contact@bloginservice.com. They would love to hear from you. I believe I got time for one more call, Don, if we can, if
you,
there's anybody. Okay.
You got it. We have one, and thank you.
Thank you, Don. I love you guys. You're doing a great job.
I love you. Absolutely.
The world loves you. Look at the topics of interest in here and talent. And I'm humbled by it all. You got all the hosts. You got doctors and PhDs and counselors and sharing their knowledge and wisdom with the world. I think it's fantastic. I'm humbled by it all. Okay, caller, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. What's your first name?
My name is Denise.
Denise?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from, Denise?
The Pittsburgh area.
Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
All right, Pittsburgh. I got some friends in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Friends all around the world. Quite a few from Pennsylvania, though. Okay, Denise, you're in change. If you need something to change, you're in a good cycle for it. And I'm leaning towards, with you too, business, work, and finances. So if you are looking for a job or you need an increase or something to change, I feel like you going to experience that. Are you looking for a job or changing jobs?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm being pulled right to that, and I'm being shown that happening. So, and I feel like it would be good for you. So we'll get that out of the way before I go any further. And I'm also feeling there's a... I'm going to a clearinghouse. I feel like I'm not only changing things in my physical world, but also my inner world, my mind and my thoughts and my emotions. I feel like I'm, or I will be, working on getting rid of things that have been holding me back or bothering me.
Yeah.
And I'm truly actually trying to shake them and get rid of them and let them go because I know they're negative or they're just dead weight. And I know I would feel better if I can shed these feelings and thoughts. And I believe that you will and that you will be pulled to this and probably be spending a lot of time between now and the end of June working on just that, clearing my head, clearing my heart, getting rid of baggage, and getting ready.
Exactly.
I'm hearing all this in my head, and I'm just repeating it like I'm a tape recorder. So, and this is what I'm being told. So, and I feel like you'll either be thinking about it, doing it, or getting ready to. So, and it's going to be good. It's all win-win, and it actually truly heals and helps you and makes you stronger. The more negativity and baggage you get rid of, the better off you're going to be. I also feel like I'm going to feel rejuvenated. I feel like I do have a fresh start, and I can start over. That seems like it's a big thing to me. This is how I'm feeling. Like I need a fresh start. I want either a second chance to start over or a fresh start, either or. And I feel like I'm going to be getting it, and I will be doing a lot with it. So if you do need a start over or a fresh start, I believe you're in that or it's going to be coming to you. Now, I am being pulled. I'm getting a lot of the work thing and the business thing and the money thing probably maybe 2 more weeks. I don't know when you're expecting to get a job or you need it or you want to change it, but I feel like it's going to get more active probably like 2 weeks. As you go into the middle of June, end of June, there'll be probably more. I just feel like you'll be, if you're looking, you'll be working by then or getting opportunities and a chance to change it. That's for sure. But don't get frustrated if it don't happen within the next 2 weeks, but I feel like after that, there's a real good chance that it will come through for you and start happening. What was your time frame on changing or getting something different? As soon as possible, or?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm hearing soon, and I'm also feeling it's a step up and an expansion, which validates what I heard before, that it's going to be good for you. I feel like it's going to, whatever the field is or whatever you get connected to, it's going to lead to new faces, new experiences, expand my social circle, my friendships. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to like it. I'm going to be happy with it. And, I almost want to say I'm going to travel because of it, but I don't think it's the work, or maybe even like I decide to take a couple of days and relax before I start working or make the transition. But you may have a little getaway or a little bit of a journey between now and the end of June coming. I'm feeling that being a possibility also. Now, I feel like I'm doing this with a significant other or a lover or friends. It might be like some friends getting together or you and a significant other maybe doing it with someone else or because of someone else. I don't know if this is making sense to you, but are you in a relationship or?
No.
Oh, okay. Now, that helps me a little bit. I feel as though if you do get an invite and a chance to go away, even if it's for a day or go somewhere with friends, it may bring about an encounter that could turn into a real good friendship or lean towards a romance. This is a possibility. I don't know if you're looking. Sometimes it happens when you're not even looking.
I stopped looking.
You know, sometimes when you stop looking, that's when it comes to you.
Right.
I find this in the years I've been doing this. I have heard that so many times. When I stopped chasing it and looking, it came to me.
Yeah.
In this case here, this is almost like what I'm feeling. I just feel like maybe I go somewhere with some friends and something may develop. So be alert to that. Also, if you do change jobs, in the new job or the new area that you're in, pay attention to anybody that may turn into a deep friendship or a relationship.
Okay.
It can go either way. And I feel like it's right on the border. It could either be through friendship and going somewhere and meeting new people, or as I'm making a transition into my new work world, something developing there. So it can come out of either or. So pay attention to that. Let me see. That's about all I'm getting for you, really. I hope I answered your questions or touched on what.
It's funny because my aunt just passed away, and her funeral was Sunday. And my cousin came in from San Francisco. Through his journeys, he became a very successful person.
Nice.
And he owns a construction company now in San Francisco, and they're doing big things. When we were all at my family Sunday, he said, if you want to come work for me, he said, I need somebody to run my office.
Bingo. Okay.
Right.
I feel real good about this. And Denise, I know you could say, oh yeah, I told him that already, but just before you said that, I was going to say to you, I feel like there was a passing, and or there was one developing that you already knew that was going to happen. It was that close to you. I wasn't sure if it already happened or it was about to happen.
I actually had two last week.
Okay, and I was shown that, and I was going to say it just before you said it. Now, the first one you were talking about, very strongly connected to this reading here, and your work opportunity and offers. So I would really give that a lot of thought and consideration, what you just got done telling me about. Because I believe that the person that passed was pulling you into this and sending it to you as a blessing. I don't know if that makes sense or not.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's almost like it's a favor, a blessing, or a treat, and they're doing it. This is special to them, this hookup. So I would spend some time really seriously considering it, investigating it.
Right.
I feel good about it, and I got chills when you were talking about it. So spend some time thinking about it and explore it. I think you're being pulled to this, so I hope that helps you anyway, or validates what you've been feeling.
Yes.
And you do have talent there. I'm feeling like being in an office or running an office, you can handle it and you would do well with it. There might be some fears there, whether you can handle it or even if you would enjoy it, and I feel like you would not only enjoy it, but do well at it.
Right.
So. And you guys do feel you're gonna encounter more of the talk and the thoughts and the plans of it as you go into the end of June.
Okay.
More so towards the end of June. I feel like it's gonna increase. Like he might ask you again and again, and you're gonna think about it more and more. And
it will work out. He's my first cousin.
What was the time frame on it?
We didn't really discuss it. You know, we just brought it up and everything because he just mentioned he's tired and he's been running everything himself. And
that's exactly what
he has 28 employees, and he's doing very well for himself.
That's exactly what I'm feeling now. The person that passed, was his mother or?
No, it was our aunt.
Oh, it was the aunt. Okay.
It was actually my grandmother's sister.
Oh, I see.
My grandmother was very close to me. She was my person that would wish me blessings, and this was her sister.
It's like a gift. This is being brought about by spirit, almost like your cousin and you were being connected by the people that the person that just passed that brought about the connection in the first place. And like this is like a gift, a blessing from them. So I do.
It's funny because we've had deaths in our family and we haven't seen each other in like 17 years.
Huh.
He was from Irvington, New Jersey.
Isn't that amazing how it works?
And then he moved to San Francisco. So
it's amazing how it works. Spirit uses everything in their power to manifest and create. Right down to bumping into somebody or a book falling in front of you or even somebody passing and family being healed and coming together through that.
Right.
And connections being made. And I believe that this is the case with you. You two were brought together by this death, and this is a gift that's going to be brought to you. Not only to you, but to him. Because I feel like he trusts you and he's comfortable and he's got faith in you.
Yes.
And he needs you in a way. And I feel like it would be a win-win thing. So I wouldn't be afraid to explore it and spend some time thinking about it.
Right.
Okay.
Definitely sounds like my travels.
Good. Yeah, and there's your travel also. Very interesting. Travel connected to work and business is right on the money.
Right.
I just said it like 5 minutes ago.
Right.
Okay.
Well, before we hang up, I want to tell you who I am. Quiet Storm.
Who are you?
Quiet Storm. Out of your group.
Oh,
remember I used to sing?
Okay. Wow, I haven't seen you in ages. Talked to you in years.
Right.
Good, though. I'm glad you're back, and I'm glad you got in and called.
Yeah, I just got your message about the show, and I've been checking out the website, and here I am.
And here you are, and you got through. Fantastic.
Okay.
I'm glad you made it through. Tell your friends about us.
I will.
Did you hear the whole show?
I got in, I think, 2 readings ago.
Okay.
And I've been ringing the phone.
How'd it sound?
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. I'm very happy for you.
Great, thank you.
Very happy. So I'm going to try to check some of the other shows out. I'm here, too.
They have fantastic shows here. I myself are listening to all the archives, and I'm enjoying a lot of them. And it's a fantastic radio station. Doug and Don Newsom, I met or communicated with, and they're fantastic people. Everybody here is beautiful and doing a fantastic job. Okay, I'll let you go. I'm out of time.
All right, going. It was great talking to you.
Thank you. God bless and take care.
You too.
Okay, everybody, I'll say goodnight. I'll see you this coming Sunday night, midnight, Eastern Standard Time. Take care and God bless.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program. And we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.